linebacker, well, Danny Trevathan.
Danny, what's been the key in the last 4 weeks for this defense that was much maligned during the first 14 weeks to, you know, kind of carry its weight and hold teams under 20 points for 4 games in a row?
We've just been trying to, you know, play our kind of ball. You know, we wanted to stay within our scheme. A lot of injuries occur, guys stepping up and guys getting motivated to play. You know, a lot of young guys stepped up, you know, and played a key role in this. And the leaders did a good job of getting them ready to get ready for this. And, you know, we started off pretty slow, you know, but, you know, we kind of find our swag. Guys got that attitude, you know. What happened in the regular season happens then, you know. This is the postseason. This is where people make their names.
Danny, you guys, I heard in the locker room yesterday a lot of guys were talking about playing with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. Everything they heard through the media or whatever. Do you think that's a good thing for this team to have that little bit of a chip on your shoulder in terms of the defense?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a chip, you know. I think as long as we step up to the challenge, you know, and accept that stuff, you know, a lot of people going to talk, man. But, like, our key is just to play our game and stay within our scheme and go out here and win games and play 60 minutes, man. Like I say, a lot of people talking, man, but, you know, you got to come out here and you got to perform, you know. That's what it's about. You know, our defense, you know, a lot of people say they can run the ball, all this and that, you know. But, you know, you got to be well-rounded. You got to be a pro, you know, and handle that stuff as a challenge, man. Take it upon yourself to go out there and perform and show them what's up.
Danny, even though you were a sixth-round pick, how fortunate do you feel to make the playoffs last year and then be in the Super Bowl just for your second year?
Man, it's a blessing to be part of this organization. These guys took me under the wings, you know. I kind of snuck through. And, you know, they took a chance with me, you know, and I made it my dedication to, you know, give them my all, you know, give them everything that I work for, you know. Because a lot of people, you know, look over you, man, and it's funny, you know, because now they see me right here. But, you know, they don't see all the work I put in, you know, and the work I put in with my team day in, day out, off season. And, you know, just to be a part of the organization is a blessing, you know, and I'm going to keep it going as long as I'm here.
You started the season that play on tonight. You had the interception of Romo.
Mm-hmm.
You had the knee injury in practice where you were a little worried. You thought maybe
right.
Maybe it. Now you're going to the Super Bowl. What kind of emotional roller coaster has it been for you?
Man, life's a game, man. It's ups and downs, highs and lows, man. But, you know, I like my lows and I like my highs, you know, because without my lows, I never know what my highs are like. But, you know, you know, it was a rough, you know, roller coaster year, you know, but we pulled it together, man. And, you know, I got a strong faith in, you know, God, and I got a strong faith within my team, you know. So, you know, we're here now, man, and we just got to get this one more win, man. And that's what I'm dedicating this whole week to.
So, Danny, what was the lowest low and what's been the highest?
Oh, man, when I got hurt and, you know, when I dropped that ball, man, you know, I got kind of, you know, too antsy, man, and, you know, it kind of cost my team, and I promised myself I never put my team in a place like that, and I pay for it. I mean, I make up for it. I do whatever I got to do, man, and I promise those who was laughing at me, you know, I'm going to make them suffer, man. I'm going to go out here and grind it out. I'm going to pick it off next time, do whatever I got to do, man, to go ahead and get that off my back.
Yeah, you handled that very – sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask your initial thoughts about the Seahawks.
Marshawn Lynch, that was the first person that came to mind. You know, I grew up watching him. You know, I played running back a little bit, so, you know, I grew up watching him a little bit. And I see the way their offense, you know, they're athletic all around the board, you know. And if they get the running game going, they can really get going. And they play within their scheme, you know. They play with the people that they have. They use them to their strengths, you know. And we got to be prepared for this, you know. This is a powerhouse. You know, the defense is live. The offense is live. They can get going anytime. We got to be prepared for anything. It's going to be a good Super Bowl.
Danny, how do you feel about plays that happen, crossing routes, stuff in the middle, in terms of who's hitting who and all that sort of stuff? How do you feel about that situation?
I mean, that's the game of football, you know. You can't control everything, you know. I mean, slant routes happen since I've been playing football in Pee Wee League, you know. And, you know, a lot of people saying a little incidents, you know, I haven't seen it. I don't know. You got to ask Wes about that or whatever. But, you know, other than that, man, it's been routes all around going there, man. But, you know.
Keep your head up.
Man, you got to keep your head up. Keep your head on the swivel.
You guys, time for two more? Danny, you seem to, after the Baltimore game, handle that situation very stand up.
way. I just wonder what you learned out of that and how much that helped you grow a little bit.
It helped me grow, man. It taught me to be a little bit more humble, man. I saw them lights, man. I was just, man, God, I'm there, man. I'm finna go ahead and get my little dance in, do whatever, man. That was just the young part of me, you know, coming into it, picking off the first prime game, man, Flacco, all this, man. But, you know, I settled down, man. You know, I had a little baby girl that I love, man, and she just helped me, you know, get myself together. You know, it helped me grow a lot and get prepared for the rest of the season.
Are you Denver's most dependable defender? You lead the team in tackles. Been playing pretty regularly?
I'm just a defender, man. I'm out here, you know, whenever I'm out there, I'm going to be out there, you know. My defense is with me, and I'm with my defense, you know. There's nobody standing out on this defense. You know, we love each other. You know, whoever get the shine, get the shine. But we just grinding, man. You know, a lot of people was talking about us in the regular season. Now we're here, they want to say this and that. But we just going to continue to play our game and let them talk.
Okay, thanks, Danny.
All right.
Julius Thomas up next. Keep it going.